Daniele Russo. Book 4, Chapter 13 of the Ecclesiastical History of the English People by the Venerable Bede. Chapter 13, How Bishop Wilfrid converted the province of the South Saxons to Christ, 681 AD. But Wilfrid was expelled from his bishopric, and having long travelled in many lands, went to Rome and afterwards returned to Britain. Though he could not, by reason of the enmity of the aforesaid king, be received into his own country or diocese, yet he could not be restrained from the ministry of the gospel, for, taking his way into the province of the South Saxons, which extends from Kent to the south and west, as far as the West Saxons, containing land of 7,000 families, and was at that time still in bondage to pagan rites, he administered to them the word of faith, and the baptism of salvation. Ethelwulf, king of that nation, had been, not long before, baptized into the province of the Mercians, and at the instance of King Wulfhere, who was present, and received him as his godson when he came forth from the font, and in token of this adoption gave him two provinces, to wit, the Isle of Wight, and the province of the Meanware, in the country of the West Saxons. The bishop, therefore, with the king's consent, or rather to his great joy, cleansed in the sacred font the foremost ealdormen and the thegns of that country, and the priests Iapa and Padda, and Burgelm and Odi, either then or afterwards, baptized the rest of the people. The queen, whose name was Iabe, had been baptized in her own country, the province of the Hwiccas. She was the daughter of Eanfrid, the brother of Anner, who were both Christians, as were their people. But all the province of the South Saxons was ignorant of the name of God and the faith. But there was among them a certain monk of the Scottish nation, whose name was Dickel, who had a very small monastery at the place called Bosenham, or Bosham, near Chichester, encompassed by woods and seas, and in it there were five or six brothers, who served the Lord in humility and poverty, but none of the natives cared either to follow their course of life, or hear their preaching. But Bishop Wilfrid, while preaching the gospel to the people, not only delivered them from the misery of eternal damnation, but also from a terrible calamity of temporal death, for no rain had fallen in that district for 3 years before his arrival in the province, whereupon a grievous famine fell upon the people, and pitilessly destroyed them, insomuch that he said that often 40 or 50 men, wasted with hunger, would go together to some precipice, or to the seashore, and then, there hand in hand, in piteous wise, cast them themselves down, either to perish by the fall, or be swallowed up by the waves. But on the very day on which the nation received the baptism of the faith, there fell a soft but plentiful rain, the earth revived, the fields grew green again, and the season was pleasant and fruitful. Thus the old superstition was cast away, and idolatry renounced. The heart and flesh of all rejoiced in the living God, for they perceived that He, who is the true God, had enriched them by His heavenly grace with both inward and outward blessings. For the bishop, when he came into the province, and found so great misery from the famine there, taught them to get their food by fishing, for the sea and rivers abounded in fish, but the people had no skill to take any of them except eels alone. The bishop's men, having gathered eel nets everywhere, cast them into the sea, and by the blessing of God took 300 fishes of diverse sorts, which, being divided into three parts, they gave 100 to the poor, 100 of whom they had the nets, and kept 100 for their own use. By this benefit the bishop gained the affections of them all, and they began more readily at his preaching to hope for heavenly blessings, seeing that by his help they had received those which are temporal. At this time King Ethelwulf gave to the most reverend prelate Wilfrid land to the extent of 87 families to maintain his company who were wandering in exile. The place is called Selassu, Selsey, south of Chichester, that is, the island of the sea calf, It is encompassed by the sea on all sides, except the west, where is an entrance about the cast of a slinging width. Which sort of place is called by the Latins a peninsula, by the Greeks a Chironius? Bishop Wilfrid, having this place given him, found therein a monastery, chiefly of the brethren he had brought with him, and established a rule of life, and his successors are known to be there to this day. He himself, both in word and deed, performed the duties of a bishop in those parts during the space of 5 years, until the death of King Egfrid, and was justly honoured by all. And forasmuch as the king, together with the said place, gave him all the goods that were therein, with the lands and men, he instructed all the people in the faith of Christ, and cleansed them in the waters of baptism. Among whom were 250 bondsmen and bondswomen, all of whom he saved by baptism from slavery to the devil, and in like manner, by giving them their liberty, he set them free from slavery to man. End of Book 4, Chapter 13 of the Ecclesiastical History of the English People by the Venerable Bede.